That and the black vest need to come back.
That one right there?
Yes, that right there.
It does look good.
And the black vest.
No. Hey, dude, summertime here. Black vest, you want to pull that out?
Night games. You're not fighting UV rays at night.
Yeah, you probably are.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to In the Dirt. This is episode 9. I'm your host, Hayden Chervinsky, alongside my beautiful little petite co-host, Alex Malazzo. In today's episode, we have two newcomers to the program, Derek Mitchell and Ashton Larson.
We're going to move into today's draft. We've been doing this with the newcomers. Now, we let the two newcomers today pick the topic, and I think this is probably one of the best ones yet as it pertains to the history of this program. But where do you guys stand with the best LSU baseball uniforms?
Yeah, you know what?
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
All right.
Yeah.
I think first pick for me is the Sunday Golds, just like with the history throughout the program and the amount of historic and amazing moments that have happened in those jerseys. I think you have to go with that for number one.
Now, is there a specific year time frame? Because obviously the jerseys changed from last year to this year. So
yeah, I mean, I think for the other ones that I have, I think there's different time,
okay,
different
gotcha.
Time frames, but just the Golds, I think that's what makes them great, is that
timeless.
They're timeless and they haven't changed.
I got to respect that
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
A big fan of mine it would be the pinstripes, just because, like, in high school, you're like, I can't wait to get to the next level with those pinstripes, because in high school, you wear pinstripes yourself, and you're like, wow, this is my favorite jersey. So I just think pinstripes since my freshman year have been my favorite jersey.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I kind of feel like I'm wearing my grandpa's pajamas in those pinstripes.
Yeah, they're a bit bigger.
Yeah.
Make you look similar to the Creole Bambino.
Little Cajun deviled egg, Kate Beloso.
For my second one, I did like the old school grays, the Skip Bertman ones with like Louisiana State University. I don't know if we can pull like a picture up.
Yeah, the 90s have a plethora of just unreal
Did you sit there on Google last night?
I went and looked some up. I mean, I'd seen them before. I'd seen like pictures of like Skip Bertman, like old, like Albert Bell, like old school players kind of wearing them.
I gotta respect that.
All right, for my number two, I would go with the throwbacks with the L. I mean.
You lost me.
Oh, Lord.
That doesn't deserve a top five.
No, I think it does.
Have you put them on? No.
I've not put them on, but
yeah, there lies your
the
answer.
Looks of them. The looks of them.
Yeah, they look terrible. I don't look good, Al. You look similar to Babe Ruth in them.
I didn't say I was a fan of them.
Yeah, no.
I gotta.
You'll
go
see when we put them on.
Yeah, you have to go hot. I don't think we wear them anymore.
No, I don't even know if we have them. Yeah. I know we have the hat. I do like the hat.
Because you got to go high pants with them.
Yeah.
And I'm not a high pants guy. Let me just.
I know
say
you
that.
Only have so much leg.
Yeah, I don't have enough leg to go high pants.
Yeah.
Now you, on the other hand,
I can pull it off.
Yeah, I mean you go high pants with the gut hanging out. Arlar.
For my.
What
third
are you giggling
one,
at?
Nothing. I said for my third one, I think the purple currents have become like really cool.
The what?
The purple, like the current purple uniforms that we have. Yeah. I just really like those. Obviously, with that. Amazing moment last year with Tommy hitting the home run against Wake Forest.
Yeah,
like
those look good.
Really kind of became instant classics because of that. So I think they're really cool.
I do like the purple.
That is a good point.
We had a lot of great games in the purple.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Paul would wear it every week. I think that's kind of why.
Yeah, I guess you're right. When Skeens did wear purple top every game, so you're going to have a good game with a man throwing 102 on the mound.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to go with the grays from last year just because, like, I mean, they're kind of similar to purples, right?
Yeah, they were the exact same.
Yeah, I thought those were, like, another inspiration for us this year because, I mean, the gray jerseys for this year, I just not a fan of, but last year, I think they just look really great.
I like our grays. You got to rock them
last night. I think I'm with Derek. I like the across on the grays because we didn't have step downs for what? 2 years?
I tell you what I'm a big fan of. The Louisiana logo on the arm sleeve.
Yeah, I do like it.
Now, I wish we could get the American flag back on the other one. Not for me and you, though. We got the SEC graduate patch. Lala, are you done?
I had one more.
Give it to me.
Last one I did, just kind of different. Obviously, like, we normally have, like, the step down or, like, the Tigers across. Like, I think, like, in the 2000s, I found pictures of, like, we did, like, the LSU across the chest for a little bit or for I don't even know how long.
Just the three letters?
Just, like, yeah, like, the block LSU, like, on Al Shorts. And, like, there was one that was, like, really crazy, but it was, like, this one. They're, like...
Oh, Aaron Hill.
So, like, Aaron Hill era, like, they're, like...
With gray, the vest.
Gray
the,
vests with pinstripes.
Gray pin vests.
I like that.
Gray pin I was going to mention the gray pins when you brought pins up, because when's the last time you've seen gray pins? I feel.
Let me go ahead and ask you, what's your favorite uniform? We've only seen about 5 years of different unis.
Well, we've had the purple the same every year.
Yeah. I mean, it, timeless, I think it's not just when you've been here.
No, I know. I like to wear the purples the best. I think the 90s had some cool ones that would just blow people out of the water today. No one does that. Like,
I think, yeah, I think my current favorite uniform is just gold top, white pants.
I wonder who back in the day.
I do like our all-whites, too.
Maybe Bill Frankes can answer this. Who made the decisions on uniforms? Was old Mr. Coach Skip Bertman calling the shots? Because if so, he made some damn good choices.
Speaking of which, this could be a little teaser. We need to get Mr. Bill Frankes on this podcast. He would be a good one.
Yeah.
Could you imagine some of the stuff he's seen?
Let's get Skip on here.
Why not? Let's get Skip Bertman and Bill Frankes on this podcast. Let us know what you think if we should can we get like a poll going on Twitter for next
damn
guest?
Damn good content out of Skip. Oh, man.
But, yeah, I think going back to the uniforms, gold top, white pants, I mean, that's a LSU classic right there. But if I had to bring back one uniform, maybe two, I would go with the V-necks. With the cursive Louisiana State University across the
chest.
Is
that the kind of the same font you were talking about?
Yeah. It's like Louisiana State, the Road Grays.
Yeah, it was there. A white, I think it was a white jersey, and they had like a little swirl underneath Louisiana State University with the V-necks with
that's
the
where it
thick
wraps
piping.
Down at the bottom.
Correct. That and the black vest need to come back.
That one right there?
Yes, that right there.
It does look good.
And the black vest.
No. Hey, dude, summertime here? Black vest, you want to pull it out?
Night games. You're not fighting UV rays at night.
Yeah, you probably are. You're still in the sun's orbit at that point.
I mean, you're still sweating out last night's cheeseburger.
Yeah, I got nothing for that. Sorry.
Yeah, we went on a tangent. Derek, what's your last pick?
No, all good. You know, I would go with the whites, the straight-up white. I mean, you can never miss with white uniforms. It's all white. And then cleats probably go white, too, with that.
Yeah, we have a thing, for some reason, people on the road, when we wear gray, they want to wear white accessories.
I'm not big on white.
You did it last night. I watched you do it. You said you're not big on it, and I watched you wear white wrist tape with the gray uniform.
It's the only wrist tape I got. I'm sorry I'm not going out to buy wrist tape when they give it to us.
Yeah,
for
you're
free.
Not a winner.
Well, obviously, we're going to have our last non-conference home series against Xavier, then two against North Dakota State during the midweek. But SEC road trip coming up to Starkville, Stark Vegas. To start SEC play. I know me and you have played there, but what are y'all looking forward to getting into SEC play, getting on the road, getting experience, those stadiums, those atmospheres that are very similar to ours?
I'm excited. You know, I think the traveling like fully as a team last week was really, really cool too. Like we did it a little bit in the fall, but doing it for a week, just being together with the team was really awesome and a new experience, and I really enjoyed that. So I think that would be fun during SEC play. I think going in an opposing atmosphere is just going to be cool too, just being able to, again, like it's going to be just us, and I mean obviously we travel a lot of fans, but you know, like just being a bit more t- together and having to get closer, you know, to have success there, I think is going to be a challenge that I haven't experienced. Obviously, you guys have, but, I mean, I'm excited for that. I think that'll be cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm with Ashton on this, just being able to travel and the different experiences and the atmosphere, just trying to get used to it and see how that is. And, you know, overcoming just all the things around us, like all the fans talking mess and just them being on your backs and being able to overcome that and succeed as a team.
Ash, I think you said it best. That's my favorite part of traveling. I like the hostile environment, but just being around the team.
Yeah, I mean, you're on a bus or you're flying together with the team. You're in the hotel.
Now, Derek, you were on bus too.
Oh, sure was. Larson was too.
You were met with a little bit of a removal just due to cram seats. Ashton, he did stay. He did retain his bus 2 membership.
But bus 1 has been a vibe. I can say that.
Yeah, I don't see how that could happen. But
I don't want to spark any controversy. Just keep that to yourself.
Thanks for tuning in on episode 9 of In the Dirt. Thank you all for coming on.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Be on the lookout. I think we're going to do a poll on
social
media.
I don't know how our production team plans on doing this, but whoever you guys want to see in the next episode, I don't know if this is going to be a 4-man poll system here of votes.
Either vote on the poll. We're going to throw out some guests. Even comment who you'd like to see on the show.
Could be anybody. Literally anybody.
Yeah, we're going to venture out, spread our wings, and fly a little bit. Anyways, thanks for tuning in again, guys. I'm Alex Milazzo.
I'm Hayden Javinsky, and thank you to Ashton and Derek for joining us.
Bye.